Live from the heart of Ballito, 88.0 FM.
Tuesday, the 7th of November is here. Welcome to the show. If you're just tuning in right now, you're with me, Mike, in the morning, and driving you into your Tuesday in more ways than one, because as I mentioned earlier in the hour, there is a new dealership in town, in Ballito. The doors are officially open, and if the name Alpine Motors rings a bell, well, hey, this is the official radio announcement that the Alpine Motor Group has spread its wings north and has now officially opened its dealership doors in Ballito, bringing with it some game-changing new automotive brands for the very first time represented on the Dolphin Coast. And in the studio with me this Tuesday morning, I'm really delighted to introduce to you Ravi Naidu. He's a man whose name carries heavy weight in the motoring world. I've been looking at his LinkedIn bio, and it's pretty much every motoring award that you can imagine listed there, and a guy who has really built an incredible reputation in the motoring field. He is the director and shareholder of Alpine Motor Group KZN, and he's on the microphone with me right now. Ravi, welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing, my friend?
Fantastic, Mark. Good morning, Mark, and good morning to the Ballito listeners and Dolphin Coast listeners.
Great to have you. Along for the ride for the morning show, and we're so excited. You know, I love cars. I love motoring. And I have had already a great introduction to the Alpine Motor Group. I mean, you've got an extensive presence throughout KZN. And most recently, I've been driving around a gorgeous Audi from Audi Center Umhlanga, which is under your umbrella.
Yes.
And that A4 has been turning heads, let me tell you. it's been getting a lot of attention in and around Ballito. But I'm really excited to pull the focus now onto your new Ballito dealership that has opened doors. And for those that don't know the full story, can you give me a little background info on Alpine Motor Group and its KZN presence?
Sure, Mark. Alpine Motor Group turned 50 this year.
50?
50 years old.
So you don't look like you're old enough to have been there from the beginning.
Yeah, sure. So, I only joined around the 2016 mark when I bought into the Alpine Motor Group. So, you know, it's a company with a lot of heritage, quality service, quality cars. It all started back 50 years ago with Alpine Motors VW in Pantan.
Sure.
And, you know, it was a small family-run business, pretty much, I think it was pretty much three dealers when I joined back in 2016. I'm glad to say, as of 2023, we've got 16 dealerships spread around Durban, Hillcrest, Umhlanga, and now Ballito.
That's a phenomenal growth, hey?
Yeah.
In a relatively short space of time.
Yeah, sure.
That is a success story in and of itself. Mm. And now, the latest expansion, the latest addition to the dealership picture is Ballito dealership, bringing two game-changing car brands in particular to Ballito for the very first time that I want to really shine a spotlight on. The first of them being bike, which might be confusing if you're hearing it. It's not spelt the way you say it. It's not like motorbike. It's B-A-I-C.
Yes.
Bike is a car.
Bike, B-A-I-C, stands for Beijing Automotive International Corporation. So it's a company based in Beijing, automotive company that goes back to, I think, 1958 or something.
So also serious legs.
Yeah, it's a Fortune 500 company, so it's serious players in the industry. They started their venture into the motor industry with JVs because foreign companies weren't allowed to operate in China. So they started off with Jeep. JV, then they moved on to Mercedes-Benz JV, and now it's Hyundai JV in Beijing. So, and of course, over the years they've developed their own brand, which is the Beijing, the B40, etc.
Now this is a name that if bike didn't ring a bell, Beijing should, if you are someone who follows motoring news, because the Beijing X55 has kind of taken the local market by storm in the last half a year, and winning serious accolades, among them a South African Car of the Year in its category. Am I right?
Yeah. So we launched Beijing around about December last year, and within a matter of 6 months, it was the first Chinese brand company to win Car of the Year within such a short space of time.
That is,
in its subcontract SUV category.
That is incredible. I mean, and it just speaks to how the paradigm has shifted from, we were just talking off air, but, you know, Chinese brands from 20 years ago, you can't actually compare to the caliber of the vehicle that that Chinese brands like Bike are now bringing to the market. This Beijing X55 for SUV in its category, it ticks every box, and it looks incredible.
Absolutely, Mark. It's actually quite a spacious SUV. It starts from about 429,900 for the entry level, and it goes up to about 489,900.
And it's incredibly comfortable, I would say a luxurious entry into the SUV picture. And at a price like that, if you know what's out there and you're comparing prices, like I know car buyers do, for what you're getting, the technology, the styling, the whole package, it is such a compelling offer. You can't ignore it.
Oh, Mark, you know, the Alpine Motor Group was mainly concentrated around Volkswagen and Audi brands. Mm. And we've seen how the market has evolved over a period of time, and we've sort of invested and chosen to diversify into brands that are up and coming and suit the majority of consumers from an affordability point of view. Mm. So, you know, brands like Bark and BYD that we've got is right up there with the rest and very affordable.
And you mentioned BYD. That's another mark that I want to shine a light on, because we've had adverts running on the station talking about how BYD had arrived in Mhlanga, the first fully electric car dealership in Mhlanga, KZN, I think. And now BYD has got a presence in Belito through this new Alpine dealership. And talk to me about this incredible electric car brand the offering that is the Atto 3 SUV.
Mark, the BYD brand is something it's been a work in progress with us for 2 years. We've finally sort of secured the whole of KZN as a region for Alpine Motor Group. So wow. We pretty much will be the distributors and the wholesalers of BYD cars in KZN. It's currently going through a homologation process with government, so paperwork is stuck somewhere in the system.
It's in the pipeline.
We anticipate it to come through hopefully before December.
Really?
And then we can put those cars on the road. So there's definitely cars in the country. We're taking pre-orders for these electric vehicles. They are exceptional value. The car comes fully spec'd. There's no options in the car. Everything is standard.
All the upgrades are there.
So you're pretty much going to have two options. It's either going to be a 50 kilowatt battery or a 60 kilowatt battery.
And that just gives you a bit extra range.
Yeah, so the difference is 345 kilometers or 420 kilometers.
Wow.
And the price range is fantastic. The entry level is going to start at 768 and the top of the range is 835.
For a fully loaded, fully spec'd car, fully electric.
100%. You know, you're talking about 7 airbags. You're talking about adaptive cruise controls, Apple Play, Android.
Every bell and whistle you could want.
Everything you want in a car is there. Everything from pre-sense, RD-sense, lane assist, all standard.
So, look, hearing about it obviously is one thing. They're trying to wrap your brain around this thing. Obviously, sitting behind the wheel and being inside the machine is a whole different kettle of fish. And that's where I think the light bulb moment really happens, when people realize this thing is the real deal. As far as you say, there are cars, there is stock in the country. Is there a BYD in Belito yet?
100%. We've got one on display there. And consumers are most welcome to come and test drive, because we can test drive. We are motor dealers, and we're pretty much taking orders for cars that are on boat and in the country. So
this is exciting. Particularly for those people that like to be first, you know, be the first person on the block to be leading the trends. So,
but Mark, I must say, you know, electric cars is a very different kind of motoring experience, and I'm sure there's lots of consumers out there that have reservations. and you're welcome to come chat with us about your reservations and, you know, experience the electric car, and we'll put all your fears to rest. I mean,
hey, listen, you're obviously the experts. As you say, you've been working on these things for years, putting these deals in place and having conversations with these brands about bringing them to the South African market, and now it's all kind of coming to a head. So for those that are listening, are really intrigued, or maybe in the market for a game-changing new SUV, either internal combustion or electric, where is the new Alpine Belito dealership based, and how can folks get in touch?
Well, we're right on your doorstep. We're at number 8 Moffat Drive in Belito. And I'm sure all locals know where Moffat Drive is.
Of course, if you just around the back from Virgin Active.
And of course, all the car dealerships are on that road. So you're bound to run into us. You'll see the Alpine cars sign on the building.
A motoring mile, there you go.
Oh, and we've got an easy enough number to remember. It's 087-007-3333.
You got the 007 in there, so
yeah.
I like that. If you didn't have your pen in hand, or you weren't able to type that number down, I'm sure if you just Google Alpine Motor Belito,
Alpine Cars Belito,
it'll come up. But Moffat Drive, as you say, that's the motoring strip in Belito. Take a drive down there today, why don't you? Pop into the dealership, meet the team, and I believe, look, it's not all about shiny new vehicles as well, but you've got a big focus on quality used cars to boot. Am I right?
Absolutely, Mark. You know,
there you go. That's the first order of the new Atto 3 coming.
Yeah. As I was saying, you know, we've got 16 dealerships, so we've got a solid base and source of good used cars, and we are bringing those used cars to Belito, and everything from 1-year-old to 5-year-old cars you will be able to find in that dealership. And, and if we can't find it, we'll source it from one of our businesses.
That's brilliant stuff. So if you're on the hunt for a new set of wheels, come and talk to Ravi and the team. Alpine Motors Belito is open for business and bringing really incredible game-changing brands and delightful deals to the motoring fraternity here. Ravi, it's the beginning of a beautiful story, and really excited to have another more in-depth chat with you and some of your team members on some of these new brands, new offerings for the Dolphin Coast, as well as diving into the used car aspect of the business as well. And we'll be having those chats right here on your local station, Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
Yeah, well, I'm very keen to get back here and talk a little bit more in detail about, more specifically, about the bike brand and then the BYD brand. We've got some surprises lined up for that car, the BYD brand coming next year, so more affordable than the Atto 3. So
wow, keep your ears peeled, stay close to the radio, and you'll be hearing it exclusively here on Radio Life and Style. My special guest in the studio with me this morning, director and shareholder of Alpine Motor Group KZN, Ravi Naidu, and taking you back behind the wheel for a little drive, here's Train.